From theunce.com, this is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Kick the bass. Hello and welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. You just heard the title track from my guest's new EP. John Burke, aka Ghost Effects, just dropped his Kick the Bass EP on Tuesday, and it's rocketed to the top of the Beatport charts in Electro House. Who knows if there's a double entendre lurking behind the title? Sure, it could be about letting the bass kick, but it also could be about kicking the bass habit, as there is a ton of old-school techno and tech house homages throughout the 5-track EP. We'll talk all about that coming up here shortly. Today's show is brought to you by Euphonic Conceptions, presenting their recurring event, Recreation, at Cervantes Masterpiece Ballroom in Denver tomorrow night. That's March 31st. Headliners include Michael Mennert and Mux Mool. More information on the web at ecpresents.com. Okay, let's get to the interview. You know, I pride myself on being completely prepared for interviews, but you're a complete and utter mystery to me and your fans, but it seems like that's almost the appeal. Your Kick the Bass EP came out this week and fans are absolutely loving it. Are you still riding high on the rush of the release?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's still a lot of work I need to do promoting it and everything, but glad to see it's finally out there. And I've been working on these songs for a while, and, you know, a little bit more unusual to have, you know, 5-song EPs rather than dance music is more single-driven, so. Yeah, it took a little bit to get the collection together, and I'm happy to see it go out there and, you know, see people respond to it.
Why did you decide that a 5-track EP would be the best format for your music? You were right in saying that this is a very single-driven industry.
Yeah, I really just wanted a cohesive idea to present to people. That's kind of the main thing, rather than just, you know, little fragments of ideas. I wanted to have more of an idea for people to check out.
Sure, sure.
You know, what this artist is about, this kind of a thing.
Right, right. So are you from New York City originally then?
Originally, I grew up in Nebraska and then moved to Oklahoma, spent quite a few years there, and then moved to New York about 2.5 years ago.
Wow. So, I mean, you really had to seek out your electronic music then when you were a kid, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, I mean, there's a, you know, kind of a rave scene going on a while ago, and then in Oklahoma, and then that died down, and then it was kind of like non-existent, like the scene was kind of non-existent there for 5 years, and then I started doing a weekly party with some of my friends there called Robotic, and then that's grown to be like 400 to 500 people every Wednesday, and I still go back to that about once a month.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got your start in promotion, right? Throwing parties?
Yeah, pretty much.
In between that time when the government got wind of ecstasy and the rave scene and shut it down and you know, dance music was essentially made illegal in most of America, where did you put your passions? I mean, did you put it on the back burner like a lot of people, or were you still diving in and digging into the music that was, you know, still thriving in Europe and sort of waiting for this rebirth?
Yeah, I mean, I was waiting for it, I suppose. I mean, it's funny that you bring that stuff up because I haven't really put myself emotionally in that state, but I, you know, whenever that was happening, but like it was a really strange time for dance music. You know, like you're saying, it like seems like it was, they were trying to outlaw it in a sense or something, you know, about a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I was saying. It was like the rave scene in Oklahoma City was pretty thriving, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was just gone. It was really weird. people, you know, all the parties were shut down and whatever. And luckily we haven't had that any of that issue with the party head either, because, you know, I guess, you know, dance music is more just like pop music now. So, you know, just tried to get up my production chops and stuff like that and worked through all that and then moved to New York and lived in Brooklyn for about a year and a half, and now I live in Manhattan.
This is Ghost Effects on the UNS podcast. Yeah, from Ghost of X, this is Michael Mennert with Starfall. He's in Denver at Cervantes tomorrow night.
Oh,
I'm wondering for all the kids who might be out there who don't have a scene that they can latch onto, what is it that you and your friends were able to do that really catapulted EDM back into popularity? I mean, you're there in Oklahoma City, and I imagine it's just you and your friends, and you're saying, well, shit, we like this music. There's no place for it. You know, how do you go from basically the ground up and say, we're going to build this night, we're going to bring in great acts, we're going to do this? How do you get the ball rolling?
That's something that I've always tried to tell people about, you know, especially people that are artists, is, you know, sometimes if you're a DJ or something, you can't just go around asking everybody to book you because most people won't care or won't. So it's like sometimes you just have to take things in your own hands. You know, that's kind of the thing that I did, was found a group of people that kind of, you know, into the same thing as me and just try to do it, and just was out there flyering every day or whatever to get this party started. I mean, it just takes a lot of work, dedication, passion, I suppose, is the thing. And then other people see that, and then other people want to get involved, you know, so I guess the deal. But I don't know, I mean, that just goes for a lot of things in life, I suppose. You know, you just have to buckle down and do it. And a lot of times do it yourself, because you can't really expect other people to do it for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're a fan of techno through and through. I mean, it's obvious to me with your release. I mean, besides, it's mm-hmm. like you're heralding the return of tech house. Is this part of your master plan?
I don't know. I mean, I was never like necessarily a huge techno guy, but and I don't even necessarily listen to a whole lot of it. But that's just kind of like what I really like making right now. More like DJing and. But I definitely like all types of music. I'm not just like, you know, this isn't kind of the only thing I want to be doing. You know, I did one dubstep kind of track that was out. A friend of mine, Rule of Eight, with some Mojang Heat remix, and that did pretty well. I was on like Diplo's Serious Mix just recently. So I'm going to be making some other stuff, but I definitely enjoy techno right now for sure. And I do like making it. I think it's, you know, it's a pretty true form of dance music, and I appreciate that. It's like for people, you know, it's kind of like for people that really have to like dance music to like techno, you know.
It's a little deeper.
Yeah, it is, and I kind of enjoy that about, you know, about the genre.
No, that's great. That's great. I'm glad you brought up the Imogen Heap remix. It's like if you have to call it dubstep, it can, but to me it sounds like just really ultra slow electro, like a Bloody Beetroots track in a mud bath. And it seems like, you know, even when somebody says, well, you know, this is the Ghost Effects track, that it's you know, this is more straight up electro, or this is tech house or whatever, it always seems like you're still not comfortable with these genre restrictions, and you still have to do it your own way. I mean, is that a conscious effort, or is it just, you know, this is what comes natural to you, and people kind of have to slap a label on it, you know, for it to be on a certain chart or whatever?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think that that's more the case. It's like, I don't know if it's necessarily a conscious thing or not, but yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily want to sound like everybody else. I want to do my own thing. You know, I think that's part of the thing about being an artist, is you can do whatever everyone else is doing, but if you want to become a legend or something, you really have to do your own thing and be known for doing this particular thing. You know, being a copycat can get you up to a certain point, but it only gets you so far. So I'm not concerned with sounding exactly like somebody else. You know, I'll use the tools that are available to me, which are available to everybody else. So, you know, characteristics will be the same, but I don't want to necessarily sound like anything else that's out.
That absolutely makes sense. Tell me a bit about your buddy, Rule of Eight, for those who may not be as familiar.
Yeah, he's an Oklahoma guy, actually. He's still back there. And I kind of just met him just online, actually. We've just been collaborating on some things. And, you know, that's another thing that's always good as an artist, is to have a good network of people that are doing the same thing as you, even if they're not in the, you know, they don't even have to be in the same city or whatever anymore. You can just communicate with people online, share ideas, you know, things like that. So that's kind of how we became friends, is just talking about production stuff. I love you.
never have too many of these. Well, you're quit kicking me under the table. I'm trying, will somebody make a shut up about it? Can we settle down?
Ghost Effects and Rule of Eight remix of Imaging Heap's Just For Now. This is Revolver and Sue Cho with Make Me Want More. It premiered this week on Fresh Beats from TheUns.com.
Give it to me. know why you didn't get collected. A sick mosquito from Kokomate. You want to fight, you come tonight. Dick Murio's left, I have you there.
Hot Jesus, you come to party. Pump your speakers, you rock your body. And gobble trash, you come fuck with us. We're not taking cocks.
Say what's up, you're sexy boys. Fancy boys, fancy boys.
Freak Nasty takes on Dion Ford, I Think You Freaky. Let's wrap it up with Ghost Effects.
I don't even know if there's any way to explain to people how you can have a track that's suddenly picked up by Diplo or dropped by Skrillex, or that the blogs are going to take and run with it. I mean, if there's any lesson in it, it can't just be luck. I mean, obviously you are doing your best to put out the best productions possible. Do you think it's more about concentrating on just the right essence of your sound, or would you tell people just keep creating and put a bunch of stuff out there? I don't know which of the schools you belong to.
You know, there is definitely luck involved. I mean, like the Emojin thing that ended up on Diplo's mix. Like, I don't know Diplo. I don't really know people that know him that would have given it to him. It's just, that was just thrown out there, and luckily it resonated with people on some level, and, you know, people go back to listen to it, I guess, and share it around. But I don't know. I would say I'm speaking to people that, you know, are wanting to become musicians or whatever. I would say definitely I would wait to put stuff out until it's really, you know, like if you're a DJ, I would wait to start putting things out until they're things that you want to play in your own sets or that your friends would put in their sets. And once it's to that point, then, you know, release it to the world. That'd be kind of my advice. And then, you know, it'll be good. And if other people are playing it, then that's whenever all the magic starts happening.
Absolutely. So what then does the release of Kick the Bass mean for you? Does that mean more touring, or are you just ready to get back into the studio? I don't know. When you put all your heart and soul into a baby like that, I imagine there's a sense of withdrawal and relief and all of that mixed into one.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, I definitely love to do some more shows. I love touring. I just got back to New York. I haven't really been here for a couple months because I was away doing some stuff. So I am actually happy to be home too. And I have a lot of production work lined up that I need to start doing. So this is kind of like a production month to me. But yeah, after that, I definitely want to get back to doing some shows and stuff because it is fun. I love doing it.
Yeah, and you've got some big collaborations coming out in the near future?
Yeah, I've got a couple remixes to do for some big bands, which, you know, I probably shouldn't say who yet. And then I actually was in L.A. for a while, and I finished up a collaboration with Computer Club, which that's Gigantor from Evil Intent, which is like a popular drum and bass group.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's finished, and then I have another collaboration that's finished with Lucky Date. And I just finished a remix for Vlada and Anish, which is like an Italian electro duo, and that thing is coming out on, oh my god, it's Techno Music, which is a German label.
Sure.
So I have a few things that are done, and then I have about a couple other that have to be done pretty soon. So, yeah, I've got more stuff on the way.
That's fantastic. And obviously your fans are clamoring for it. You've been raiding the charts this week. Ghost Effects, thanks so much for being on the Unz podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll wake you.
Slave to the Sweat to close things out this week. Special thanks go to Amanda Charney with The Muse Box, and of course my guest, John Burke. The new Ghost Effects EP, Kick the Bass, is out now. Go to facebook.com/ghostefx to keep up with him and for links to the new album. Today's show is brought to you by Euphonic Conceptions, presenting Recreation with Michael Mennert, Mux Mool, and more at Cervantes in Denver tomorrow night. That's March 31st. More information at ecpresents.com. The UNS Challenge 3 is coming to a close. You have until midnight tonight, Pacific Standard Time, to submit your track to the UNS Challenge Dropbox. That's at soundcloud.com/theUNSChallenge. Winners will have a chance to DJ at Summer Camp, Wakarusa, Sonic Bloom, and Electric Forest Festival. This is huge. Details on our website. We've got tons of tickets to give away as well. Visit theUNS.com/contests for a chance to win tickets to Excision, Nero, Yodo, Borgore, Break Science, as well as festival passes to Symbiosis, Sonic Bloom pre-parties, Summer Camp, and Wakarusa. By the way, it's all free, so I don't know what you're waiting for. theUNS.com/contests. Please visit theUNS.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theUNS.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theUNS.com. Join the conversation at the UNS podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.